Okay, we've got about 1 minute, before the net starts. So I guess we can start listening for other people to come on. How about it? This is KF6ZYD.
This is HE6TT. I know we've got Gene there. Was the other station Greg by any chance?
Yes, sir. That's accurate.
Oh, well, I was working with you on that gate when I started, and then you ran off and did other things, but kept the gate under control, and then the security guys came back and said, there's somebody cut a hole in the fence. Were you there when they found the hole in the fence?
Yep. Said something about using a razor blade, cut a hole in the fence. I guess something must have been that plastic netting.
Well, somebody had cut a hole in the metal fence the night before, I think. But then they strung it up with string and ropes and all kinds of stuff, and then they found a guy trying to cut through it again with a box cutter, and he said, can you help me? I've dropped my box cutter through the fence. And so, of course, they wouldn't give him his box cutter back. They went with their electric buggy and chased him off.
And that's a good thing. Gotta keep the riffraff out, you know?
Well, yeah. I don't know. It's good to... good to have the thing for the city, for Hayward people anyway. I used to live in Hayward, so not everybody in Hayward is very wealthy. So I think they put the price up this year. I think people said it used to be $5, and now they're charging most people $10, so it's a little bit much. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Let me pass it back to Gene, and you've got a good strong signal, Gene, and then maybe you can call out if there's anybody else. This is AG6CT, and then there was Greg there. I've forgotten your call sign.
Okay, Steve, good afternoon, I go, good evening. Yeah, this is, I'm using my Hard Rock 50 amplifier tonight, and it seems to be making a little more noise than my radio, so that's good. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Sabara 10-meter net, 10-meter Wednesday net. Anybody out there who hasn't already called in, give us a call and we'll sign you up. Go ahead.
Whiskey Tango 6 Kilo.
All right, how many did you get of those, Gene? I got four check-ins there, but go ahead, Gene, see what you got.
Well, I got three partial ones. I don't know what happened to me. Well, I already had Al, that's why. See, I heard the fourth, too, but I already knew Al was on. I got Whiskey 6 Blank of Foxtrot India, and I missed the first letter after the 6, and I'm sorry about that. If you could call back, please, Whiskey 6 Blank Foxtrot India.
Sierra Foxtrot India, Sugar Foxtrot Item, Solar Flux Index.
Oh boy, you're quiet, but I got it that time. Whiskey 6 Sierra Foxtrot India, but you're very faint, and it's, with my ears and your faintness, it's not easy to do. I had Whiskey 6 Tango Echo Blank. Who is he? Come back, please. Again, I missed the last letter. You're very faint, but I got Whiskey 6 Tango Echo, and then the last letter disappears.
I could relay for you. It's Tom, and it's Whiskey 6 Tango Echo Charlie. I got him. It's a little faint, but I got him anyway. Back to you, Gene.
I'm going to put my earphones on. Maybe that'll help a little bit, too. And then there was Umish, and I still, for some reason, can't get the first letter after the 6. Whiskey 6 Blank UG, I think it is.
I'll repeat, Kilo 6 Victor Uniform Golf.
Okay, I got it that time. Just a minute. I'm going to put my ears in.
So I know we have Whiskey 6 Sierra Foxtrot India, that's Tony. And then the only call sign I don't have is Greg. Maybe Greg, can you repeat your call sign? I forgot.
Yes, sir. That's Kilo Kilo 6 Sierra Tango Tango.
Kilo Kilo 6 Sierra Tango Tango. I think you're about F2, so some of them must be even fainter. I'm going to pass back to Gene because he's got a good strong signal. Let him be in that control and then you can cycle it around, Gene.
Oh, golly, you mean I have to think? So now I've got my radio on monitor. I've got to take care of that. It's going to drive me crazy because I hear myself talking. Let's see if I can remember which button to push. Ah, that should do it. Oh, wonderful. That should do it. This KX3 does so many things, and if you don't have the book open, you can really get lost. Okay, I think Al is back. WT Whiskey Tango 6 Kilo. There was KK6 STC Greg. And Lloyd N6DLK. Steve AG6TT. And Whiskey 6 Sierra Foxtrot India, and I missed the name, please.
Sierra Foxtrot India, Tony, if he's not there. Sorry, doubled with you, Tony.
Oh, that's why it sounded funny to me. And then Umesh. Hey, there's 8 of us this morning. Good. Well, let's see. I'll start at the top of the list because that's the way I just wrote them down. So let's hand it to Al and then Al can hand it to Greg.
Oh, someone's tuning up there. This is Whiskey 6, Whiskey Tango 6 Kilo. On frequency that like to join the net tonight? Why don't you go ahead and ask, Gene, since you're net control.
Well, after that squeal, I'm kind of sorry I had my headphones on. Is there anyone out there who hasn't signed in yet who would like to sign in? Go ahead now, please.
Kilo Kilo 6, Charlie X-ray.
Kilo Kilo 6, Charlie X-ray. Welcome aboard. Your name, please.
Name is Chuck. Located in Newark.
I wonder if I have a sticky relay, because I missed your name. I got the located in Newark part, but I missed the rest. Okay, thank you. I'm just learning how this new amplifier of mine works, and I think it has relays in it. I can hear them clicking, and sometimes I know if I start talking too soon, it doesn't work, and if I don't start listening fast enough, I have to wait for it to click on. Okay, Chuck, welcome to the group, and let's see. I guess Al was supposed to hand it to Greg, so let's go back to Al again.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. You're doing a great job. Good evening to you, Chuck. Got a real booming signal in here. We heard you tuning up. That's why we knew it was time to ask if anyone wanted to join us. Anyway, yeah, it's a nice group tonight, and the band's wonderful, just really great. Nice and quiet. Hello to you, Omesh, to Steve and Tony and Tom, yeah, Northern Fremont. I can hear you 100%. I'm copying everybody. That's why I'm just saying that we're so lucky to have a quiet, nice band tonight. So thanks to all of you who worked the Zucchini Festival, Tom and Steve, Lloyd and Greg, Umesh. So yeah, thanks guys. It was really successful. So I'm just going to hand it to Greg according to what Net Control told me to do, and were talking earlier before the net started, but anyway, Greg, as I said, you've got a good, strong signal here on S9, so go ahead.
All right, well, welcome all to some land I'm not recognizing here, because Tom, we've got Chuck, Boom has some course, no him, Donnie, Steve, Al, oh my, Steve, terrible name, and I wrote it all down, except the KS6 ZYD, I don't know who that is. Back to you.
Okay, that's Gene Golf, Echo, November, Echo. And I guess Greg afterwards will go to Lloyd. So I guess it's Lloyd's turn now, and Lloyd then can hand it to Steve.
Yeah, Lloyd said he was doing the laundry when Greg and I and Lloyd talked earlier before the net started, so I guess he's not done with the laundry yet. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. I was Lloyd was helping me lunchtime. We did get on the hospital net from Kaiser Fremont. Lloyd drove down to Don Edwards Wildlife Refuge down on the bay and set up his crossband repeater. And so from Kaiser Fremont, we could call in on 440, and he relayed over to Mount Diablo for us. So it was the first time we got on properly onto the hospital net, and they promised to put us back on the active list. So Fremont Kaiser Medical Center is back on the active list as number 5, and then number 6 is Washington Hospital, which has been inactive for a while, but that's going to be back on active if somebody else will take over and start pushing that one. So we'll get Fremont back onto the Bay Area Hospital Net, which covers all kinds of places up to Sacramento, Antioch, all kinds of places. So there are 99 stations listed, but about 30 or 40 of them active. It takes about half an hour to get through the whole list. So anyway, that was a success today. It was the third month. It's only a once a month net. It was the third month we tried it, and the third month we got through properly. So I'm very happy about that. So let me pass it over to Tom, I think W6TEC, and then maybe you go back to net control to Gene. W6TEC, this is AG6TT.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom, but no, I think it was Gene that we designated as control, which was awful. Gracious of him to take the wheel. And, yeah, so back to you, Gene.
Okay, thanks. I don't know if it was gracious or I just got stuck. But anyway, here I am. I think we were going to go to Tony next. W6SFI. Tony, I think it's your turn.
Thank you, Gene. Good evening, Matt. This is Tony, W6SFI, Fremont, California. Like I needed to tell you, I was in California. It was the first time in a long time that I'd gotten up at a ridiculously early hour on a Sunday morning to do something, but it was working Zucchini Festival, even that early shift was a good volunteer experience. I hadn't done any significant volunteer work for quite a long time, and if I can work it into my schedule, I might like to find some more of that, but you know, having a 40-hour week job, finding the time between work and raising a kid might be a bit of a challenge, but I'm hoping to find a few more volunteer opportunities. What else? And the usual mucking about with station, rearranging and rewiring. Back to net control. Gene, KF6BYD, from W6SFI.
Thank you, Tony. I think it's Umish's turn, and then he can give it to Chuck, KK6CX, when he's done. Okay, Umish, you're on.
Thank you, Umish. KK6CX, I regret to report that your signal doesn't sound very good. Your audio is kind of choppy, and it sounds like you might have a fast-acting AGC in your transmit audio circuit. It's kind of chopping up your signal. The first fraction of a syllable is loud, and then it seems to chop, and the signal strength drops considerably. I don't know if anybody's hearing that, but you, Umesh, are the only one that I can't hear well tonight. I got maybe 40 to 50% of what you said. Everybody else I'm hearing fairly strong signals from S3 to some of the usual suspects are not going to turn my computer bring on here. Yeah, some of the usual suspects are up around 9++, but sorry to bear the bad news, Umesh, but that's the way I heard. I was not able to make the Zucchini Festival. I'm getting to be an old man, and I just I can't do those sorts of things anymore. I spent a lot of years being net control in various functions for ARES, Red Cross, things like that. Worked the Oakland firestorm, the Loma Prieta earthquake, and lots of those kinds of things, going all the way back to the mid-70s when I was first licensed back in Iowa. So let me kick it back to net control and the Z you can pass it on. KF6ZYD, KK6CX with the group.
Thank you, Chuck. You've been around a long time then, Loma Prieta and all that stuff, the Oakland firestorm. I have a cousin-in-law who was fighting that Oakland firestorm with about 100 other guys, or several hundred other guys, but we've had some stories about him, too, there, having to use cell phones because the radios didn't talk to each other. But anyway, that's over with, and I hope it's been fixed now. It looks like it's probably time to talk to Al again. It's his turn, and he can go to Greg And then Greg, if Greg is there, he could pass, well, he could pass it to Lloyd, and we'll see what happens next. So this is KF6ZYD, over to WT6K.
Well, thanks, Gene. And, yeah, good all the way around. I copied everybody. Tom, you know, I wanted to say that after talking with Umesh at the festival, we got some idea about getting a rig on loan to you. Tom, if you'd like to, rather than go out and buy anything, why don't you first try using a borrowed rig that we can get you and work on your antenna. So just a comment for you. We can talk via email or however you want about it more, Tom. And Chuck, I agree with you. Umesh, your signal's not up to par. Your signal's not up to par. I can't explain it as Chuck did, but it's, you know, you're not what I normally hear on your signal. So I don't know if you got something different, but I copied you 100%. But it's just not the Umesh I'm used to hearing. And let's see, Steve and Tony. Tony, you're good, solid S7, S8 here. Steve, you're booming. You always have been strong here. So you might comment if you're using your amplifier or not tonight. So I don't know what happened to Lloyd or whether he ever came back or not, but Greg, I'm going to hand it over to you, and then let's see, you can give it over to Lloyd, see if he shows up. So KK6STT, and then at WT6K.
I'm back.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to have to agree with the both of you all that Umesh's signal is not very distinguishable, and kind of do lose a syllable in there, but still readable. I mean, if it were you would be able to get a contact out. Back to you, Gene. It's my turn, Greg.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
Okay, S6 BOK in the group. Hey, let me see something here. All right, my signal is about 50 watt level right now, so hopefully everybody's copying me all right. The band's only got quiet again for me. I don't know what's going up and down. Maybe that solar array behind me over here doing something to us. I don't know. Snake time, so they're using more power. So I suspect something like that's going on. Anyway, I joined the Zucchini Festival. I'm glad you all did too. So it's pretty good. Also, let's have a little chat up on 015 after the net, and I want to ask you a couple of questions about what went on today. Anyway, enjoy signal report. Anybody by clear pass one out. So I'm going to go back into Woodburn now and finish my lunch. N6 BOK. Sorry about that, Lloyd. You're at about an S9 is where I'm reading you. So, enjoy launching. Thank you. Who's that? Is it Gene? Is it you? KF6ZYD and 6BOK.
Oh, I think it's Steve's turn now, but I'm not sure. I need more practices if I'm going to get any good at it. I need more practice. Okay, I think it's Steve's, AG6TT. I think it's his turn, and then he can hand it to Tony.
All right, this is Steve, AG6TT. I'll take a turn. And Lloyd, I'll talk to you on the repeater, yes, after the net. I'm on, Al was asking if I'm on my amplifier. Yes, I'm on 75 watt going into my indoor simple 20 meter loop antenna that goes around my attic. It's just one 20 meter loop of wire horizontally around the attic. Very simple thing, but it works very nicely. If I got round to it, maybe I'll make a 10-meter one and it'll match perfectly, and then I'll boom into everybody's place. But I did want to make a call out to a station that's in North, I think in San Jose, Kilo Echo 6 Tango Foxtrot Uniform, if you're listening. I know you told me on the repeater that you've tried to get into this net a few times. You've been listening into it, but you've never, barely ever able to receive us. So when it comes round to you, Al, maybe you can try if you can contact Kilo Echo 6 Tango Foxtrot Uniform. I'll just make a short break now and we'll see if anybody can hear him. Go ahead if you can. Kilo Echo 6 Tango Foxtrot Uniform. This is AG6TT in Fremont.
Kilo Echo 6 Tango Foxtrot Uniform in North San Jose. If you're on frequency, go ahead and try to check in. Kilo Echo 6 Tango Foxtrot Uniform. Whiskey Tango 6 Kilo in the net.
So do you hear anything there, Al? Otherwise, pass it over to Tony, I think. AG6TT.
I could hear Kilo Echo 6 Tango Foxtrot Uniform. I could tell he's in there. He tried to check in. I heard him clear enough to copy his call, but he's very, very weak, and he's not 100% copy. So just to give you that feedback, what's his name, Steve, do you know?
I'm afraid I forgot what his name is, but I know he said he told me he was using an HTX-10 in somewhere in San Jose, so he'd be on 25 watts, but I'm surprised he can pick us up with noise. It tends to be rather noisy on those HTX-10s. But anyway, it's good that he's trying us. He's we know he's listening to us, and I'll probably talk to him on the repeater another time. Back to you, Al, and then pass it over to Tony, if you would.
Yeah, okay, thanks. So we don't have your handle, okay, Kilo Echo 6 Tango Foxtrot Uniform, but I am copying you, and I could tell enough to tell that you're in there. I did catch you mentioning your call, but it's not going to be something that I'm going to be able to copy you at 100%. Let me just ask anybody else if you're copying, anyone else in the net copying Kilo Echo 6 Tango Foxtrot Uniform in San Jose? No. So why don't you try one more time, Kilo Echo 6 Tango Foxtrot Uniform. Give us a short transmission. Mention your name. Mention your handle. Go ahead. Well, I'm sorry. I could tell you're in there. I heard you say San Jose, but I didn't even get your handle. So, Steve, Alpha Golf 6 Tango Tango is going to talk to you later on, I think it's the K6FB repeater, I believe. But anyway, the repeater you've talked to Steve on before. And, yeah, we can get more feedback from Steve as far as your name, your handle. So anyway, over there to, let's see, who was it I was supposed to hand it over to, Steve?
I think it was Tony, I might be wrong, but by the way, I did find the check-in to K6FB and Tango Foxtrot Uniform is Robert. I guess you couldn't make out the Robert, but I have him there. So I think it was Tony, then maybe Tony, you pass it back to net control to Gene.
Okay, I'm going to hand it back to net control, and Gene, after me, who was it supposed to get it, why don't you hand it over to them, so we don't confuse matters. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, I think they're confused anyway. I think Greg was in there, but he's gone back to the lock. No. Greg, no, Lloyd's gone back to the laundry. I think Greg had his chance. We got to Steve. How about Tony? And then Tony can hand it to Tom. And I can barely hear Tom when they talk, so you guys will have to kind of go from there. Tony to Tom to Umesh. How would that be? This is KF6ZYD over to W6SFI.
Thank you, Gene. Since it's bedtime for little one at this house, I'm going to give a quick round of signal reports and I think zoom off to read to the daughter. So, John Brown Bliss, KE6TFU, couldn't hear you at all, sorry. Gene, I've got you about at 3. Steve, at 9. Tom, I have at 3. Umesh, sorry, but I can tell you're there, but I can't tell what you're saying. That's about an S1. Al's about an S7, Greg is an S9, Boyd's an S4, and Chuck is 9th is 10 over 9. And with that, I'm going to go and take care of the daughter. So, right, over to Tom, W6TEC. This is W6SFI, now clear.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
Okay, thank you, Tom. You're very faint, but I can hear you. I can hear most of what you say if I really concentrate. Okay, so it's off to Umesh, W6BUG.
Thanks for recording the net. Can't wait to hear it on the Zavala.org. All right, let's see. Chuck, you haven't had a turn in a while.
Okay, thank you, Al. AK6CX. Steve, Tango Tango. If Robert is in the market for an amplifier for use on 10 meters, I happen to have one that is now excess of my requirements. I'll make him a good deal. It has served me very well, and I think most of you on this net have heard it. On another topic, I've been trying to